I felt like I had a unique perspective on AIDS because I was seeing what was going on among our membership, and I had a lot of friends in the Black gay community. And I noticed that as at the task force and at PCHA, I was involved in doing all this stuff in the white gay bars and in the white gay community downtown, but that my friends, who were mostly African-American, to be honest, were also getting sick, but nobody was paying attention to that. And it became clear to me that the middle-class white gay community in Center City, while not fundamentally racist in the political sense, was fundamentally racist. And it was, and I started thinking of it as this small southern town where there were lots of people of color, but that they were sort of invisible. Since I was at the union, I got heavily involved in Wilson Good's election campaign because the union was in many ways his primary supporter early on. And I started talking to him about the fact that this was going on in the gay community. We didn't even know what it was. So after Wilson got elected, he asked me to help. One of the commitments we had had him make was to form a commission on sexual minorities. It was really the first of its kind outside of San Francisco and New York. And we used the commission as a way to advocate to the administration and to the health department primarily about why it needed to be doing more about AIDS. In around 1984, 1985, the CDC finally started providing money. It must have been 1985, started providing money for HIV testing. And the AIDS Task Force and PCHA got the first grant that came to Philadelphia to do AIDS testing. Then there was enormous controversy because they basically decided they were only going to do testing in the baths and in white gay bars. And that led to all sorts of controversy. We had this major fight in 1985, 86 around race. And through that process, I met a woman by the name of Rashida Hassan, who had founded a group called Blacks Educating Blacks About Sexual Health Issues, BIBASHI. And there were a lot of controversies over that particular period, 85 to 86, mostly around race, also about an ACT UP was going crazy about the lack of medical research on HIV. And there were all sorts of strange things that happened at that time that would get people probably arrested today. But they didn't. They were afraid to arrest us because they thought we all had HIV. So in 1987, I asked for a meeting with Wilson. He asked me to come see him at his home on Sunday morning. And to this day, he complains to me about the fact that he missed church because of that meeting, because he's a very religious man. You know, I basically told him, it's like, if it's an emergency, you have to act like it's an emergency and knock some heads to get stuff to start happening. And so we actually created on paper in the first 6 months a comprehensive system that paid for prevention. And $6 million is a lot more money then than it is now, that created more testing programs, including in the communities as opposed to just downtown, that funded HIV prevention efforts targeted to black and Latino gay men, that created an AIDS case management system, because again, there wasn't any medical program to spend it on because there was just research being done. Nobody had any drugs to do anything about it. So we created case management, we created home care programs, we created AIDS housing programs. So we came up with this idea with the law department that we would color our contracts pink so that they could see them in the piles of contracts who came in. This was before computers mostly too. So they said, put them on colored paper so we can find them and pull them out and do them first. And that's how the AIDS office got started. I think really the city's AIDS response became less about being angry and more about helping people, because we got that money and we got these programs started up. And ever since, and at that time, we were among the only ones in the country that I'm aware of that were taking a broad view of who was getting AIDS in Philadelphia and what we had to do about it, as opposed to just being focused on white gay men, because white gay men in most other cities, including New York and San Francisco, were the forefront of the advocacy. And in Philadelphia, because of the work that myself and other people were doing early on, it never looked like that, except in the very early days. And as a result, we had a much more comprehensive response Today we have a much more comprehensive response than many places still do. One of the factoids that sort of stuck in my head was when Bob Sharar, who was the head of epidemiology at the health department when I came to ACO, told me that it wasn't generally known, but the first recorded case of AIDS in Philadelphia was in November of 1981 in an African-American woman. It's like, since the beginning, this has not been a gay white epidemic in Philadelphia, and we have to deal with it.